A Willingness Meditation by the Spark of Humanity Network.
Drifting up out of the silence, gently. Allowing ourselves to be who we are, where we are, as we are. We think back to when, if we accepted the invitation, we were inviting our sparks to reach out to and affirm and connect with the spark in others that we didn't like or we hated or scared us. And remembering that we may have felt some barricades or difficulties or challenges or doubts. And the assurance that at the level of the spark work, there is no effective defense against a spark reaching out to connect with and affirm another spark. Yet there are difficulties, there are challenges, your questions. So we remember back to the Spark booklet where it said that although our sparks cannot be damaged, they cannot be put out. They can be defended. Sometimes they are distorted, and sometimes they are baffled. And although that is not clear from the booklet itself, the distortion is in the realm around the spark. The spark itself is not distorted, but everything between our awareness and the spark may be distorted. That's where the distortion lies, is in that field, if you will. And the same for the bafflement. And that those things can get in the way of our joy and confidence and desire to do the spark work. So we're going to look at perhaps the development of the bafflement and the distortion and the defenses. Objectively, neutrally, lovingly, and from the place of informed by the stability and the wisdom and the community that our sparks enjoy. As I understand it, and you can have your own understanding, that it begins with bafflement. And then there is distortion. And then there are defenses. And if you remember from the video or the booklet the defenses are seen as two boxes, one inside the other, with the spark inside the inner box. So I'm going to share my understanding of the development of that. And then we'll move on to what we do about it, if anything. We become invited to a way of holding our inner process, our inner structure, that allows our bafflement to be clarified, our distortions to be released, and our defenses to erode. Because if we remember from the booklet, when we, through our spark, affirm and connect with the spark in the other, that changes things. Their spark is strengthened. That changes things. It seems that the strengthened spark acts to erode the defenses, release the distortions, clarify the bafflement from the inside. So what we discovered in the first year or so that we were doing the spark work, basically through the roots meditations, was that our sparks were becoming stronger because we were claiming them and we were exercising them. And this meant that they had a tendency to erode the defenses, release the distortions, and clarify the bafflement. This was not appealing to some of us because many of us like to feel we're fine just the way we are. And we're just trying to change them and make them better people. But we're just fine. Oh dear. So back to where we were. My sense is that the bafflement comes very, very early, like the moment we emerge from the womb. Maybe at the latest, but what am I doing here? What's expected of me? What do I need to do in order to be safe? How do I take care of myself? Where's my security? How do I manage this? How do I cope with this? All very baffling questions. And from that, as I see it, come the distortions. Maybe if I do this, I'll be okay. Maybe if I act like that, they won't hurt me. Maybe if I do this, I'll get what I want. Maybe if I do that, I'll be safe. I'll be allowed to do what I want. And so we gradually distort the field around our spark, because at that age, and for many of us for years later, we don't understand that our spark can't be put out. We don't understand that it can't be damaged. So we're afraid because of our bafflement. And we distort ourselves in order to please people, to feel safe, to get what we want, not to lose what we have. And that in itself is painful. because it is being untrue to our nature. It is being untrue to our spark of humanity. And because it's painful, we build those two boxes around it. The one on the inside we might think of as denial, of I'm not going to be aware of my distortions. Who, me, distortions? I don't have any. What are you talking about? So I don't need to feel the pain of the distortions that are cluttering up the landscape around my spark of humanity. And then the outside box, the defenses against others, stay away from me, anger, meanness, threats, all the ways, nastiness, all the ways we keep people away from us. Because if they get too close and if they say the right thing, they might touch into our distortions. And we might be more aware of our distortions, and it's very painful to be aware of our distortions. So we're defended. The question, as I see it, is, are we willing to let our defenses be eroded? How much? Are we willing to let our distortions be released? How many? How much? Are we willing to let our bafflement be clarified? How? What will be needed? It's important to notice that we don't erode our defenses. We don't release our bafflement. We don't clarify our, we don't release our distortions. We don't clarify our bafflement. It's the power of the strengthened spark that does that. And how much are we willing? In moments of spiritual grandiosity, I feel I'm entirely willing. I'm completely willing. I'm absolutely willing. I'm eternally willing. But then as I begin to find my spark strengthening, it's like, oh, well, not so fast, please. Not quite yet. That's a little bit much. I don't know, maybe not today, maybe next week. So what we've found is the only thing, really, that we can do honestly, no, that we can do effectively, is to be as honest as we can about how willing we are and where we are willing and whether we're willing to be willing. Or willing to be willing to be willing to hold that up to the spark that is becoming stronger as we claim it and exercise it, and to know and trust that the strengthened spark, by its nature, will, as we are rooted in wisdom, stable in our faith in this process, connected with community, that our spark will begin the work of eroding our defenses. It is doing the work. It doesn't have to begin the work. It is slowly, gently gracefully, graciously, mercifully engaged in the work of eroding our defenses, releasing our distortions, and clarifying our bafflements as we are willing. So a simple awareness of willingness and an offering up the willingness and a willing to become more willing is something to consider as we allow ourselves to become transformed by the action of the strengthened spark within us.
For more information, please visit us at sparkofhumanity.net. Thank you.